Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, guys, it's time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And listen, if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com and just click Submit Strawberry Letter. And we could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. Okay?
Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, the Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, I don't think we're really cousins. Dear Stephen Shirley, in high school, I liked a girl and she liked me. We talked on the phone and hung out together all the time, and her mom and my mom were close too. So she always was at my house or I was at hers. By the time we graduated from high school, we were even closer, and I told her that I wanted her to be more than my friend. She's always been really close to her mom and tells her everything. So she told her mom that she and I were dating. Her mom told her that I was her cousin. When she told me we were related, I felt strange because we had kissed a few times. We never questioned it, though. We stopped dating and remained very close cousins. We still did everything together and told each other everything. And by the time we were in our mid-20s, we had both had a bunch of bad relationships and always ended up back together. I realized that I loved my quote-unquote cousin, and she's a perfect woman for me, so I finally asked my mom if we were really related. My mom said we're related somewhere down the line, but there is no way for us to find out now because all of the older relatives are deceased. I told my mom that I'm in love with her and I want to be with her. My mom told me to follow my heart. I couldn't wait to tell my cousin how I really felt, and I was relieved when she told me she's been in love with me forever. Since then, we've made love a few times, and I asked her to marry me. She wants to do a search of our family tree first. I don't think we're cousins, and this is only postponing our happiness. Should we search for answers or not? Well, I'm with you on this one. I don't know. I just don't believe your guys are cousins. I think maybe, you know, her mom told her that because she didn't want you guys dating for whatever reason. And, you know, I don't want you guys, not because I don't want it to be true or anything. I just don't believe your mom. Both of them are telling the truth. Even your mom said you were related somewhere down the line. She didn't even know. And she said there's no one in your family to validate it. But, I mean, there are ways you can search to find out. It's just, I don't know, suspicious the way they handled everything and the way they told you. And for that very reason, yes, I think you should find out if you're related. I think you should do the search. I mean, knowledge is power. The truth will set you free. What if you want to have children down the line? You know, this is something you should know, whether or not you're related. There's a lot to consider. You need the facts so you can make an informed, a clear-headed, right decision, and nothing just based on your emotions like your mom told you just to follow your heart. It sounds like you don't care, though, if you're cousins or not, and your mom certainly doesn't care. But your girl wants to know, and it's important to her. So I think you should do the search. And, you know, whatever you guys find out, let the chips fall, you know, where they may. I don't think you're really cousins. I don't know. And if you find out that you're not, then you can move forward. Steve?
Well, this is a short response for me because I don't even understand. There's no advice to give in this letter. Like, you know, normally I have sections why I break down what somebody said and what the other person said. There's none of that in here.
And he just wants to know, should they search? That's his question anyway.
It ain't about that to me. If your mother, if the woman that she's really close to, and y'all been over each other's house, if that ain't your mother's sister, and that woman that's not your mother's sister, this girl that you're dating, and okay, let me put you, the woman and your mama are not sisters.
Right.
And then her daughter is the woman you love.
Mm-hmm.
That ain't your cousin. So now that's established right there. Now, this y'all cousin somewhere down the line, black people know what's happening.
Yeah, how far is
the line? I don't give a damn if all of them is dead. Black people know what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what didn't happen is one of the men in the family is strayed off somewhere, had a child out of wedlock, and one of your aunts or mamas is them. Now, they're everybody dead stuff. Y'all got Bibles. Open up them old Bibles and read who. You ain't going to see your name in there.
Well,
now, once you don't see your name, this is an open and shut case. They know all the old people dead. Well, man. So what are we talking about here? So I don't really think it's a case of... If you do the search, what you going to find? You're not going to find anything.
And you're already...
You in love with the girl. She in love with the girl. I mean, she in love with you. I mean, what?
At least they would know. What if they want kids? They're too far down the line for that to affect anything you're saying?
I think they're way, way down the line.
How
far
is their line? Once removed, yeah.
Let me tell you something. If it was something dangerous, the boy's mother would not have said, follow your heart.
But the other mother was the one that said they're cousins. I think she said it because she didn't want them to date.
She just said that. Well, okay, tell her mama. Ask her mama how.
Uh-huh.
But
she
they
can't
did
even,
it.
She can't even tell how these... She can't even tell how these other two is related. The two women, what's their relationship?
They're just really close. It only
okay, well, that ain't your cousin.
Really yeah.
But they did it. You do know they did it, right?
Yeah, it's in the letter.
They said it in the letter.
Yeah, it's in the letter. Okay, we'll have part two of Steve's response
no turning
coming
back.
Up. Coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Subject, I don't think we're really cousins. We'll get back into it right after this.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's interesting strawberry letter. Subject, I don't think we're really cousins.
All right. This guy was in high school. He liked a girl.
Mm-hmm.
And she liked him. They talked on the phone, hung out together all the time.
Yeah.
Her mom and my mom were close, too. So she was always at my house. Mm-hmm. Never once in this letter does it say her mom and his mom was related.
Mm-mm.
By the time they graduated high school, we were even closer.
Mm.
I told her I want to be more than friends. She's always been really close to her mom and tells everything. So she told her mom she and I were dating. Her mom told her I was her cousin. But your mama ain't related to this to the boy's mama.
Mm-mm. They're just close.
So now where that come from? When she told me we're related, I felt strange because I had kissed a few times. We never questioned it, though. We stopped dating and remained close, everything together. Then they went through a bunch of bad relationships and always ended up back together. And then he said, I realize I love my cousin. And she's perfect woman for me. So this dude go and ask his mom if they really related. The mother said, y'all related somewhere down the line. But ain't no way to find out because all the older relatives are dead.
Well, you can find
well,
out.
In the line.
What? Well, okay, what's we talking about this for? I told my mom that I'm in love with her and I want to be with her. My mom told me to follow my heart. So then he ran and told the girl, who is he thinks his cousin, how he really felt. And he was relieved when she told me she'd been in love with me forever.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then, since then, they'd have made love a few times.
Yeah.
And I asked her to marry me.
Yeah.
She wants to do a search of our family tree first because she don't want to come up and get embarrassed, you know. Then half these people you think is dead going to show up at the wedding. Well, ain't this strange. You know, I'm Esther and Gertrude's niece.
I'm your cousin.
You know, Frederick was your uncle, great-great-great-great uncle. Frederick Douglass. Boy, you got an afro just like him. You're unbeautiful. So
that.
She wants to do a search and to think. And he said, I don't think we're cousins. And this is only postponing our happiness. Should we search for answers or not? Okay, let me explain something to you, son. When you get through searching, it ain't gonna change one thing you feel about this girl.
Come on, boy.
When you get through searching, it ain't gonna erase the fact that y'all in love with each other and y'all been together. It ain't gonna erase nothing, no matter what the search say. And if you find out you somewhere way down the line, how far down the line is it? Now, how many people got to die?
Steve.
Well, all your evidence is dead.
down the line is dead.
But your mother and her mother ain't even related. So what are y'all talking about?
See, I think her mother didn't want them to date because immediately when she told him that, they stopped dating.
If there's no relation between the two friends, well, that could be happening because maybe they just friends and the two kids is in other families.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that's a possibility. That's why I don't think they're cousins. I don't think it'll hurt anything to do the search.
But see, the problem with that is we're talking about two mothers, though. See, once you have mothers involved, and they know you ain't in the family.
What you mean?
This woman is the mother of the boy.
The one other that said, mother follow your heart.
Is the mother of the girl.
Right.
So how are these two kids related? How? Am I missing something?
Could it be through marriage? I don't know. I tried to figure it out, too.
Maybe the two women were married to the same brothers or some friends. That could happen, but
I just don't think they're related.
Test you take? Did we have that test one time? What is the name of that thing?
Ancestry.com.
That's it right there.
I just did one. I just did a test. I just did it.
I've had people do mine for me.
So that's what I'm saying. You don't have to have living relatives, you know, so his mom said everybody's dead to prove whether or not they're cousins.
I can find stuff on my mother's side, but it goes back to my father and it stops.
Oh.
So if down the line ain't here, you can still find out what's going on.
Yeah.
He love her, though. What's going to happen
and
if that's a
she loves him.
Yeah.
She loves him. She's the one that wants to know. I mean, you do have to consider
children
and all of that.
That's smart.
Yeah, you have
to
consider children and everything. You know? Are you out, Steve? You done?
Well, I told you, I'm through with it. Yeah.
Because you got awfully quiet right there.
Yeah, these kids hard to raise anyway. Go on, have them.
Wow. Ain't that the truth? You said a mouthful.
Hell yeah,
right,
you're going to have a situation with them if ain't nothing wrong with them.
Yes, Lord.
All right, listen, guys. You can leave your comments on today's letter on Instagram at Steve Harvey FM and check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EAR-POD-1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.